Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life Talks with Emma and Nadia. Today, just as a little side note, it's very sunny up where I am at, which is super nice because it is still February, but it's technically still winter. So I'm feeling good because of the weather, but regardless, I'm still feeling a little out of it. I just recently traveled for President's Day weekend, and I'm not quite sure if it's that or like things starting to bloom here, but I'm feeling a little bit out of it, just with a like some headaches and runny noses. So not quite sure yet if it's a bug or what, but that has definitely hindered my ability to focus, and you never really quite are take things for granted until they're taken away from you. So that's why I think this week Nadia and I are going to talk a little bit about how to take care of yourself when you're kind of out of it, right? And Nadia can share a little bit about where you're at right now.
Yeah, so I'm also not doing great. Not like a typical sickness, but more of an infection. So, yeah, have to deal with that, which is a little bit more complicated than just sick because usually you need to get antibiotics and then that's prescription and then, you have to go see a doctor and all that. And it's a little bit more difficult on a college campus because of the, like, I don't have a car, I don't have any way to get to the hospital. So, yes, it is more complicated, but still have to go to classes and deal with all of that stuff on top of it. So, yeah, we're just gonna talk a little bit about how we're doing and how we're dealing with things.
Yeah, like that brings up such a good point is that a lot of times when people move away, it's like their first time dealing with being sick. And obviously, there are very common sicknesses such as like flu, etc. Very college campus stuff when you're living with a lot of people. And it can be difficult. Usually, a lot of schools do have like health centers, especially if they have med schools. But I know I've never been to the one that, on my campus, so. Cannot speak to that, but yeah, it's very much like you don't have someone to go make you food or stuff, like you have to deal with it on your own, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I have friends in the and my roommate too who are willing to go and out and get me stuff if I really am desperately in need of it. So I think I'm pretty lucky to have that. But yeah, I will say I have been to our health service, which is called Stamps, and they are not great. They don't have a lot of available appointments, and like I called them this morning and I tried to see if I could just go in to get some testing, and they're like, no, we don't have anything until Monday, and they don't work weekends. So it's very frustrating to have to do that and not get, care that's quick and efficient. But I understand that, of course, they're swamped with a lot of students and it's a very small health center. But yeah, and not having a car, not being able to go out and not knowing, especially because I'm in a different city than where I usually am, not knowing how the healthcare system works, what's going to take my insurance and all of that. Makes it very difficult to go out and like get care. But thankfully, I'm not like deathly sick, so I'll be okay.
Yeah, that can be a lot. Even just navigating the different type of medicines and different options available to you can be difficult. But what I'm doing right now is like usually so far I haven't been sick to a point where I felt the need to see a doctor or anything. I usually just do your at-home remedies that are pretty effective and well-known, pretty universal. So like eating more bland foods or like soups. I love fried rice and chicken noodle soup when I'm feeling out of it. Also just taking the medicine, you know? So that helps me a lot. And then I guess what's more difficult is being able to manage everything else that's still going on because you can't really take a break, right? We still have classes that we have to attend to and homework and tests. And for like the real world, there's still work that you have to go to, and deadlines to meet. And so that's probably something that we can touch on. today, Nadia.
Yeah, I will say the difference between being in college and getting sick and being like in high school or middle school or even elementary school and getting sick is that like you can't just call in and say, I'm sick, please excuse me. You have to actually have a doctor's note for most things. And of course, a lot of classes are like attendance not mandatory, but I have a couple of labs that are attendance very much mandatory. So if I were to get sick, like I would have to go in and get some kind of proof of sickness or doctor's note in order to skip those and be excused, which is very annoying because sometimes you're sick and you can't go out, but not sick enough to want to go to a doctor, or, and also you have to like pay, of course, to have a doctor's visit. So, you know, basically paying to get yourself out of class, even though you're sick. So it's very frustrating. And of course, since there are so many people around me and so many, well, germs of all these people that are I'm living with and I have to share a bathroom with and all of these things, it has increased my likelihood of getting sick. And I don't know if you noticed this last year, Emma, but I've been getting sick a lot recently. And it's not like big sick, but like, you know, just feeling under the weather or having a slight fever sometimes. A lot more than I would have gotten when I was at home with my family. So it's very frustrating to constantly be around all that. And I'm sure my immune system is fighting a lot of other things right now too. So, yeah.
Yeah, it can be really difficult because, like, let's not even start on, like, diet, right? Like, when you're in the dorm food, you're probably not eating as great as you would at home. I feel like I'm not, even though I still feel like I eat okay. But, yeah, there are so many different factors, especially, like, lack of sleep, too. So, if you go for more than, I think it's 3 days without, like, your 7 hours of sleep, your immune system is automatically more compromised, which can be difficult when college students or just working professionals are pulling all-nighters a couple nights a week, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I'm still living on the dorm food plan, the meal plan, and the food there is probably not what you would describe as super healthy. It's greasy. Sometimes they don't have good options. Sometimes the food just isn't cooked. And of course they have a lot of junk food there, which you kind of default to if none of the good food is actually like cooked or well seasoned. So yes, that definitely takes a toll on your health. And this constant stress that I'm sure all students are under also really takes a toll on your immune system. I noticed that when I'm at home and I'm chilling, I'm doing great. But as soon as I come back to school and I start getting even a little bit stressed, I immediately like succumb to at least small colds and things like that.
Yeah. So I'd say, how do you, Nadia, sort of balance all of that stuff if you can't really, like, you know, get a doctor's note to skip class or a test? Like, what are you doing?
Sometimes I just kind of power through. There's been days when, like, I would get my period right before a major exam, or like I had a 3-hour chemistry lab that day, and I just pop some painkillers and I try to push through because I know that I'm not going to be able to do anything else. But thankfully I haven't gotten like insanely sick on any very, very important weeks. I've gotten sick a couple of times or before a big test, but it hasn't greatly affected my ability to do anything. If the days I've truly gotten sick, like I've slept through the entire day kind of thing, was thankfully not when I had a lot of things due. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know that if I was ever in a position where like I had like 50 assignments due and I was seriously sick and I couldn't focus or anything, that I could reach out to people and be like, hey, I'm sick, could you help me out? So my strategy for dealing with this is just ask other people for help to make it faster to finish whatever I need to finish. Or just pop Advil or ibuprofen or Tylenol or something that can at least like relieve a headache or kind of push those symptoms away for a little bit to help me get through that day. And then afterwards, if I'm done with everything, then I rest.
Yeah, that sounds really good. For me, honestly, as sad as it sounds, you kind of, unless you're really sick and need to take the time off, then do that. But for me, at least where I'm at currently right now, I am also still powering through. And going to class, obviously taking precautions not to like be contagious or like whatnot, then you stay home. But granted, given that like it's safe for me to go to class, still go to class, take notes, show up, take the test, take the medicine that's needed. Definitely focusing on like want doing what my body wants. So like last night, for example, I was just completely exhausted that evening, and it was 9:45, and I was like, I wanted to get work done, but work was not going to get done. So I went to bed and slept all the way until like almost 8, which was like a solid 9 hours, which I usually do not sleep 9 hours, like even naturally. But like that clearly told me that that was something that my body needed and wanted.
Yeah, I think it's really important to listen to your body because I have definitely had days like that where I think the most I've ever slept here was like almost like 12 or 13 hours. And of course, when your body is that tired, you can tell. Like, you're not going to be able to do anything. You're going to be groggy. You can't focus. And sometimes, like, of course, you want to power through and maybe do things, but sometimes you have to just listen to your body and accept that things are not going to get done and then that you'll have to catch up later or something because what comes above all else is your health. And even though like school is important, work is important, if you can, you should definitely attempt to rest.
I definitely agree. And it can be hard. Like when I'm going to class, I just don't feel present at all. Or when I'm in meetings, I become really quiet and I just want to be like, guys, like I'm not usually like this. And it can be difficult to like feel like you're in a brain fog or whatever it is you're feeling, in pain, etc. And I'd say like when you prioritize yourself and your health, you'll get over it sooner. And then it just is a constant reminder to me that I need to constantly be proactive and preventive about my health outside so that I don't have these times when I feel bad or sick or in pain.
Definitely taking steps to make sure you're healthy day to day is very important. If you can, you can take supplements. I take vitamin C sometimes to help with my immune system. Definitely trying to eat healthy as much as you can, which I know I'm gonna have a hard time doing next year because I have to cook for myself. And sometimes you just don't have the time to cook a really healthy like meal full of protein or fiber and whatever else. But yeah, definitely just trying to eat things th and be kind to your body and doing anything that you can to kind of prevent getting sick before it happens as much as you can.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'd say it definitely is not fun. Like, for example, when the sun is out, like I mentioned at the very beginning, like I would love to be out and going with people and enjoying class and studying outside. But instead, I'm probably going to be inside taking a long hot shower, which is still nice, but maybe not preferable right now. But it's a lot of patience with yourself. And I think a lot of times when people are overachievers or perfectionists, it can be like, oh my gosh, why am I feeling this way? Like, let's keep going. Like, I can do it. But it's good to know your boundaries and when to stop, when to continue. And that just takes time and experience, I think, which is probably something I'm still learning about myself as well. Right now, very presently, like, I think it's still manageable for me, and fingers crossed, I we'll get over it very soon. But like, yeah, even just another thing, it was like people were asking to book things this weekend, and I was like, I cannot do this weekend. That was just a little bit of self-care for me. So yeah.
Yeah, I think the worst part of being sick is that you are kind of stuck. Because I wanted to go to the gym today and, like, you know, do things, but instead I am here. But sometimes you just have to live with that and accept that you can do things another time. And yeah, that your health comes first, as much as you don't want to be stuck inside.
No, health is literally the most important thing, right? Like, yes, we have a lot of medicine and doctors now available, and the amount of inventions, technology that we're creating is also incredible. But at the end of the day, health is what matters, right? If you're overworking yourself for like a long-term career or money, like, yes, money can be good, but if you don't have the health to be able to spend it wisely, like, then what's the point?
Yeah, And I know especially in this country, it can be difficult for some people to want to go to a doctor, and for me too, because sometimes you don't know if insurance is going to cover things. It's very expensive. Looking at some of the rates that we had, we have to pay a health fee, first of all, which is a good amount of money, probably a couple $100s. And on top of that health fee, I was looking through what the services they offered, and you basically still have to pay at least $20 to like $60 for everything, which is really frustrating, especially because, you know, you don't want to spend that kind of money. And yeah, sometimes it's difficult to, you may not have that money to spend, but yeah, that really sucks. That's just the thing about our healthcare system, is an unfortunate reality for at least the time being. But yeah, definitely if you're like severely sick, you should go to a doctor.
Oh yeah, like I always am probably a little bit overly cautious than I need to be, but like it just makes me feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. Just that these times do suck, but hopefully it does give everyone a fresh perspective on what to take for granted, what to be more aware of, what to change, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think that's about it. Thank you guys for listening, and we hope that if you are also sick, you get much better soon. And yeah, I hope you get better soon too, Emma.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, you guys, for listening. Enjoy.